Bank of Cardiff?
Nicole.
Yes, how are you?
Hey, Lakshmi here. How are you? Good.
Hi, I'm good. Can you hear me okay?
Everything's okay. Accounts told me that it posted like an hour and a half, 2 hours ago.
Okay. Hold on, really quick. Let me switch phones. Sorry, let me switch phones really quick. Sorry. Okay, hello?
Yeah.
Okay, that's better.
No, it's a little better. So everything showed up, so it worked out fine.
Great.
The strangest part was, did you share my information with some company called Lending Club or somebody like that?
No. But this is what I'll tell you. So there's a UCC that's filed on a loan when you take it out.
Okay.
And that lets banks know that you've taken a loan out, whether it's capital or you bought a piece of equipment. And so there's these companies that will search every day for these filings that appear because it's a public record. And so if they know you just did a loan, they may call you and say, oh, you know, you just did a loan, and do you need any funding or whatever it may be? So just, I guess, be aware of that. But no, we didn't share your with anybody.
It is weird because they called and they offered they had some preliminary information about the company in terms of revenues and so on. They were not accurate, but they were pretty close to it. And they basically said, we can get you this, and they offered very attractive terms. And they said something similar to what you guys did, saying that, you know, we can get it done in a couple of days. And I told them, you know, you guys are too late. You know, I've already picked a partner, and I've already gone ahead with that. Thanks for the call, but no thanks.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, keep a number, and, you know, if you have future needs or if you want to refinance what you have right now, you know, we can do that too. And I said, like, look, I just started working with these guys, and, you know, you're asking me to change.
Yeah.
I said, I'm not doing that. So they're pretty aggressive.
But I don't think that Lending Club even goes up that high.
I have no idea who they are. I have no idea who they are. I'm just sharing it with you because they got my office number forwards to my cell when I step out of work.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, it forwarded, and I'm saying, like, who are these guys? So, anyway, I thought it was strange.
Yeah, a lot of people will pretend they can look up your revenues online through, like, Manta or whatever it may be, and then, you know, just pretend that they spoke with you or whatever it may be. I've heard some interesting stories, so, yeah.
Hmm.
But I don't think that Lending Club goes up to the amount that
I don't know. I think it's Lending Tree or Lending Club, one of these. Lending Tree or Lending Club. I don't know. All I could remember was it was some lending.
Yeah, lending something.
Lending Tree or Lending Club, one of these two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, it didn't matter. I just thought it was weird.
Yeah, so it sure won't be the last phone call you receive.
Oh, well, I'm sure it's going to pop up. I also saw that you told me that we could get you an additional 100 to 150K in a month. Why would they not
maybe
do that the first time? My question was, I asked for a higher amount when we started. Why did they not do that to begin with?
Because it's a supplemental loan or a concurrent funding that we can do with some customers, but we couldn't do it right away. So maybe in a month or so, we can see if
that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's
I wouldn't be able to do it right now, but maybe, you know.
No, I was just curious because when I asked you guys, I asked for the higher number to start with. So when I saw this email, I said, like, look, this is weird. Like, you know, they could have done this from day one.
Yeah.
Information is still the same. Nothing changes.
Yeah. No, we can't do it today, but maybe in a month we can do it.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I was just curious.
And
so
then if you have
Sorry,
a chance, if you could write a review, if you have a chance on our Google Plus page, we'd appreciate that.
Okay, we'll do that.
If you have time.
Absolutely.
But
and the guy showed up today, the third party, you know, the guy who took the site visit. I wasn't here, but he came in here and they called and asked, saying that, you know, there's some gentleman from QuestTrack or somebody who's supposed to take pictures. Do we let them inside or do we tell them to come back another day? I said, you know, let him come and take whatever he wants to take. Just make sure that, you know, show him and, you know, be with him when he's taking the pictures.
Yeah.
So the guy came in and I think he was here for like 20 minutes or 30 minutes and he took pictures of every room. Pretty much what we sent you, I think he took an extra set.
Okay. Yeah, they just want it for their files, so...
Perfect. Apparently, he told our office employee saying that we do this because he's saying there have been cases where they got sent pictures of offices which they didn't even fund, which didn't even belong.
Yeah.
So they're saying it is more a security protocol than anything else.
Right. Yeah. Well, very good. It was good they were allowed that to fund anyways without having him have that completed. So it was good.
No, the funding company, the ones you guys used, these guys are less than 3-4 miles away from me. They're in Manhattan, and I'm in Long Island City. So, you know, it's right across Queensboro Bridge. It's not too far away. So when they did the telephone call, the guy was basically, the gentleman was talking over the phone.
Right.
I thought, I said, look, you know, if you really have doubts, just hopping into a cab, you'll be here in 10-15 minutes, and you know you can do this face to face. You know, you don't have to you don't have to panic. Like, you know, if you're right across the bridge, and
you
then he said, "No, I have to."
To him.
I said, "You know, it's much easier doing it face to face." He said, "No, I have to record everything on the telephone call." I said, "Go ahead."
Perfect.
Okay,
well,
so everything
good.
Is.
Well, yeah, if you need anything else, or if you have any questions, you can always reach me.
Okay.
My phone should be working, hopefully, in the next few days. But if not, you can email me, and
Perfect. Thank you very much for all the help, and I'll
Thank
do the
you.
Review, and if anything else pops up, I'll definitely let you know.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Okay,
Thank
bye.
You. Bye.